Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Buy an old BBMS. The Big Bad Morning Show.
The show goes on! Yeah!
We like the stunk. 105.7 The Fan.
In the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Conant joining us right now from BaltimoreSports.com. He is Todd Karpovich. What's going on, Todd?
Hey, guys. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you.
Hey, Todd, you wrote an article. Ronnie Stanley says he's as strong and as quick as he's always been. Is that a good thing overall? And will we see a healthy, productive Ronnie Stanley this year, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, he's looked really good. And also, you know, he spends all the voluntary workouts, which is huge, you know, for a veteran like that, to be there, you know, voluntarily. He's also looked very good. You know, he's pretty expensive left tackle. He's sort of the senior lineman now, you know. Now, Ronnie Stanley, you know, it's a big year for him because of his contract situation. You know, he restructured this year to take away a $25 million cap hit to give the Ravens more flexibility. So, yeah. So he's sort of playing. He sort of knows he's playing for his future, but also he looks pretty healthy. The ankle looks pretty good. You know, he had some knee injuries last year, which he overcame. But yeah, I think the Ravens, if Ravens get 17 games out of Ronnie Stanley, they'll be ecstatic.
Well, you know, what do you think about the addition of Derrick Henry? We had a discussion about it yesterday. Personally, I think he's got a lot left in the tank. He was second in rushing in the NFL last year after, you know, CMC. What do you think about bringing him on?
He's just a beast, man. And the thing is, he works out. He does these drills like he's a rookie. You know, he hits every drill 100%, and the coaches got to tell him to slow down a little bit, you know, because the way he practices. You know, he's a team guy. They said, you know, he came right in, fit right in the meeting room. You know, he talks to the other running backs. They pick his brain. You know, he knows the pressure's sort of off of him, too, here in Baltimore, because this is Lamar Jackson's team. Everybody knows it's Jackson's team. Right. So he's sort of embracing that, too. And see, I think Derrick Henry could have a huge year. I think they should sort of, you know, monitor his snaps early part of the year to make sure he's healthy down the stretch in the playoffs. But I think Derrick Henry, you're going to see definitely 1,000 yards from him this year.
Todd, do you expect them to make a move for another safety? I mean, we heard about Jamal Adams, the Justin Simmons rumors that were out there. What are your thoughts on adding another player?
I think they do need more depth at safety. The way the defensive backs have played throughout camp, though, it's been really, really, really impressive. I think they can maybe move a couple of these cornerbacks into a backup safety role. We'll see how they do it. But, yeah, I think they need to add a better safety. And also, you know, I first think they're looking for a pass rusher to sort of reinforce that. Lisa Isaac was off to the side yesterday with a hamstring issue. So, you know, as training camp hits, you guys get injured. You know, the Ravens will be adding a few more players, better guys for depth, most definitely.
Todd Karpovich joins us from BaltimoreSports.com. Todd, speaking of depth, I think they're deep at a position, the tight end position. I don't think they always use that depth. How's Isaiah Likely looked so far this camp?
He's been one of the best players. He's been unbelievable. He had a one-handed grab yesterday where he was between two defenders. He just reached up and got it. They had PSL holders there watching practice. They all gasped and clapped when he caught this ball. And they only applaud. taken all day. He's a beast. I think, you know, Ty Monken is going to try to implement more of these two tight end sets. And likely can play like a receiver because he can get downfield. So he's more versatile. So, yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of Andrews and Leggett on the field at the same time. Charlie Kohler's look pretty good, too.
Yeah.
You know, I think he still needs to improve his blocking a little bit to get on the field. But he's catching a lot of nice passes downfield. So, yeah, they are really deep at tight end. And that means they could be possibly looking to be trading one of them if they need definitely another position.
I got to ask this question because, you know, I was frustrated. I'll speak for myself with the Ravens results with the Chiefs last year. In fact, they just abandoned the run for no good reason. Six carries from the running backs was preposterous when it got you there. Pat Ricard goes on air. He's on television. He's being interviewed and basically says this. He didn't dump on the coaches, but said, you know, I didn't realize it. You know, it was the coach's decision, but I had no idea we ran the ball that little. This is not the first time we've seen this. Is there any... You hear any rumblings from people or players grousing about this, you know, from that time or now, or is it just in a rearview mirror?
No, they're still thinking about it. You know, we did ask the running back coach yesterday, you know, about this, you know, why didn't run the ball, you know, and you know, they're all taking the high road. They don't want to make Harbaugh mad. You know, even Monken didn't really give us a straight answer why they didn't run the ball. You know, the defense held them scoreless in the second half. If they could have run the ball, controlled the clock, they became way with a victory, you know. And
yeah.
Now, you know, that was just by getting Derrick Henry. They don't have that problem again. But yeah, it was inexplicable. I really do think it cost them a chance of playing the Super Bowl by the game plan. I do think, you know, the Ravens, they tend to panic in the playoffs a little bit. You know, they thought they were going to have to get into a shootout with the Chiefs, and that wasn't the case. And they were sort of stubborn with their game plan. So, yeah, until they get over that hump, you know, it's a class going to hang over the Ravens until they can get to a Super Bowl.
Todd, a lot of people have concerns over the offensive line. I don't. I think they're going to be fine. But what about you? I mean, there's three new starting offensive linemen more than likely. What are your thoughts on just looking at it and the way it's shaping up?
Harbaugh said he wants to get this offensive line, the starters set early in camp so they can play together. You know, again, like you said, Jeremy, they have three unknowns there because they've got, they're probably going to have a rookie, Voorhees, a second-year player, Voorhees at left guard, a rookie, Rosenberg, at tackle. You know, and then they got Ben Cleveland's that who's playing the other right guard, still in the third spot. I think the offensive line is going to be okay. I think they like McCarry, who can move around a little bit and play multiple positions. So you like him being that sixth swing man. Talele, another guy who can play a little guard now. So I like having those two guys sort of able to fill in because of health wise. I think there'll be some growing pains. But when you got Lamar Jackson, you can move around a little bit. You got Derrick Henry in that backfield. You know, this will take some of the pressure off the offensive line. But yeah, I think they're going to come together. I think they're going to be okay.
Todd Gobbins, Todd, tell us all about BaltimoreSports.com.
BaltimoreSports.com. We cover Ravens every single day, leading up to training camp in the season, and we got Rich Duvall and Peter Schmuck on the Orioles covering games every day.
There you go. All right. Thanks a lot, Todd. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Right.
I didn't know Rich Dubroff was with BaltimoreSports.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all right.
They got Rich Dubroff, Peter Schmuck.
Yeah, he just said that.
I know. Maybe you forgot it already. And then, of course, Todd Karpovich is with them, too. Yeah.
Who else?
Rich in Pasadena. He's with them. He calls in every once in a while.
Yeah, they have Rich Dubroff. You didn't know that? He just said it. 410-583-1057. That's the number one of the Big Bad Morning Show on Fan.
Did you know they had Peter Schmuck, too?
I did not know that.
I just heard that.
World is Stupid at 845 with Jeremy. We'll continue to do this whole bit right here. But on the other side, we talk about the kings of Baltimore sports. Last week, it was 2 weeks ago, Joe, right? We talked about who is the face of America's sports. Today, we're going to talk about the king of Baltimore sports.
Who?
Is it Gunnar Henderson, or is it Lamar Jackson? Our barbershop topic of the day up next on The Fan.
Only one place can dissect today's pressing headlines.
You see that right there? That mean I got Sin Rorty.
The Big Man Barbershop.
Sin Rorty.
105.7 The Fan.
Jaw dropping, isn't it? Coming up on 8:15 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I just let Ed listen to a freestyle of LL from Sway. And that wasn't the end of it, Ed.
No.
Oh, my God.
Impressive.
Talent. It's real talent, man. Barbershop topic of the day. Who do you see as the current king of Baltimore sports? Two guys, honestly, you know by one name. Their first name.
Right.
But you don't have to say their last name.
Like Cher.
Yeah. Lamar or Gunner. When you talk about Lamar Jackson, they just say Lamar. When you talk about Gunner Henderson, they just say Gunner. That's when you know you're on that level, Jeremy.
Yeah.
So having said that, who's the king? Lamar or Gunner?
You asking me or Ed first?
I'm asking you first.
It's Lamar. Lamar's the king right now. I'd say this. All right, so two MVPs. You look at where you've gone in the postseason. You've gone to an AFC championship. And I know that's not the end-all, be-all. You want to get to the Super Bowl and win it. But I don't know how you put football's the top sport, whether we like it or not, whether you want to say this, that, or the other. We know football's king. And when you've got the MVP twice in his first five seasons, I don't know. I love them both. And I'm more of an Oriole fan than a Raven fan. I've stated that before.
Yeah.
But I got to put Lamar at the top for what he's accomplished.
Ed North.
I hate to do it, but I have to agree. Because for all the things Jeremy just said, plus the fact that quarterback is the most important position in the four major sports. He's the face of that franchise. It's his team. Have two MVPs in the beginning of your career like that is remarkable. There's very few people that have done things like that. And the people he's, in a conversation with who have multiple MVPs and names like, Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and guys like that. And of course, I don't know. But I think it's a lot closer than we think.
There's no wrong answer here, right?
No.
Because we're both giving the edge because he's accomplished more thus far, right? He's played more seasons.
Yeah.
But make no mistake about it, Gunner has turned around this baseball club. Adley's a big part of it. All these guys. But when you watch Gunner play, that's the straw that stirs the drink. So if you think Gunner over Adley or over Lamar, I'm not arguing.
Oh, I agree with you. Look, I talked about this earlier. He's on pace for 45 to 50 home runs this year. We're not at the All-Star break. He's right behind Aaron Judge with 21. So, I mean, he is having a monster season. So it's really very close. It is.
Before I give my answer, am I wrong by saying this is one of those ones you can't overthink? And the reason why I say that, because someone's going to call in and try to give a cute answer and say somebody else where it's anybody else. It's not. There's no number three. I'm sorry. This is one of those ones where you can't get cute and give a number three because there is none. There's nobody else on the level of Baltimore sports right now than Gunner Henderson and Lamar Jackson. Am I right?
Yeah. There's no question. It's funny, when you start thinking about the others, you can bring up Adley. You can bring up some of these guys. You can bring up Roquan Smith, which, by the way, Zay Flowers had one of the funniest things yesterday. Did you see Roquan went on somebody's show and he was wearing a hood? And said, why they got Roquan looking like the unlocked player out here? Because you couldn't see his face at all. Still unlocked player.
I'm going with Lamar Jackson, and I hate to be boring, but I mean, the guy's not 30 years old, and he has two MVPs.
Yeah,
he has two MVP awards. He's been to the AFC Championship game, and for those of you that are disappointed, all of us, about not getting to the Super Bowl, Gunner hasn't won a playoff game. it's not an indictment on Gunner because he's in his second full year and he's in the conversation of King of Baltimore Sports. It's only in his second full year. He's in this conversation, definitely. And I think we all project one day that he might be that guy, but for right now, he's not.
He's also 27, they say. He's not yet 30. He's far from 30.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
You're talking about Lamar, yeah.
Yeah, Lamar. And this is not football season. I think if you ask people during in the fall, it'd be,
probably wouldn't be close.
No.
And by the way, do you know how many players in NFL history that have won two MVPs and not made it to the Hall of Fame? That would be zero.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. You're winning two MVPs, meaning you're the best player in the league. There are plenty that won one and didn't get in. But again, you could have I don't want to call it an anomaly of a year, but you could have one of your best seasons and be better than everybody else. Hell, there's a kicker on this list. You know, in the shortened season, Mosley won it. So, but yeah, I think that's pretty interesting to look at that.
You know what's funny? Ed talked about Lamar's age, 27. The combined age of these two, Gunner's birthday is this month. The combined age of these two, Ed, is 50 years old. Yeah. The combined age is 50. Yeah. You're talking about two guys who are under 30 years old, I should say, kings of Baltimore sports.
And the other thing that you know, there's one thing we don't know, that if the Orioles are going to re-sign Gunner, we know Lamar's locked up for a longer period of time, so he's got even more time to stack onto this and possibly win. Could he win another MVP? Could he win a Super Bowl? Sure. And in that same period of time, I still think Gunner could win an MVP and win a World Series. So we have two of the best players in their sports, and it's a pretty cool thing to be able to go down to the yard or M&T Bank and watch these guys play.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Want to hear from you, Baltimore. Who is the king of Baltimore sports is also on Twitter and on Facebook, Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
What's up, man? I want to say Gunner Jackson. You guys are correct on that, but I have a name, and I think I know you guys know what name I'm going to say, especially you, Rob. Javonte Davis, Frazier. Man.
No way.
Javonte Davis.
He's the king in certain areas, Kai. These two that we're talking about, transcend areas, transcend the sport. If you don't know boxing, you don't know who he is. You don't know baseball. In Baltimore, you've heard Gunnar Henderson. If you don't know football, in Baltimore, you've heard Lamar Jackson. If you don't know boxing, you haven't heard of him.
Everybody heard of Mayweather, right, Rob?
That's Mayweather. It doesn't matter. Dude, you just told me two different people. You're talking about a money Mayweather who transcends boxing. Davis does not transcend boxing. I'm sorry. He's the king of Baltimore for boxing fans. Gunnar Henderson is known in Baltimore by people who don't even go to Oriole games. Lamar Jackson is known for Baltimore for people who don't even watch the Ravens.
Wasn't it 50 Cent that offered Floyd $1 million if he could read Cat in the Hat?
I get it. I mean, nobody's talking about Javonte's accomplishments. I'm not doubting that. But, Ed, if you don't know boxing, you don't know who he is.
Not even close. Sorry. It's not even close.
I mean, you're a boxing fan. That's why I'm swinging it to you. If you don't know boxing, you don't know who the guy is.
He's very good. You know, he's going to go. He's going to have a stellar career.
He's the most accomplished of the three.
Yeah.
He's more accomplished than the other two. I'm not doubting that. Yeah. But the king, you can't be unknown and be the king.
Yeah, no. It's not the NFL.
It's not baseball either. There are people who couldn't tell you, who couldn't name four Ravens, but they would start, name a Raven, Lamar Jackson. They would start with Lamar. There are people who couldn't name the Orioles roster, but they know Gunner. I took my mom to the Orioles game last Sunday. Mm-hmm. The three things when she found out Brian Roberts was working the game, three things she wanted. She wanted to see Gunner hit a home run. He hit a home run. Wanted to take a picture with Brian Roberts and go to Eddie Murray's statue to take a picture. Those are three. But who does she name?
Yeah.
Gunner Henderson. She doesn't watch Orioles. She just heard the guy's name so much. She wanted him. I want Gunner, that guy Gunner to hit a home run. Hit a home run.
Well, you were right. There was one person that was going to try to throw somebody
else. Oh, it's always going to be that.
I thought he was going to say Michael Phelps, and I'm like, well, that hasn't been relevant for years.
I bet on social media there's going to be people who name somebody else. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Our barbershop topic of the day. Want to hear from you. Who is the king of Baltimore sports, Gunnar Henderson or Lamar Jackson? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Big Bad Morning Show with Rob Long, Ed Norris, and Jeremy Kahn.
Sponsored by IG Burton Buick. Experience the new Buick at IG Burton Buick.
105.7 The Fan.
.8:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Who's the king of Baltimore sports, Gunnar Henderson or Lamar Jackson? That's the one texting me. Yeah, I have no idea who that guy is. Talk about Tank Davis.
Yeah. Well, look, Tank's a really good boxer. But I don't know that when you're going to talk about the king of Baltimore and you're like, we know when Lamar's going to be playing. We know when Gunnar Henderson's going to be playing. Tank might have a fight every, you know, I know he's got one coming up now. But how often? That's why I think it's really difficult. You have to have longevity to be a boxer, to be a king of some city. Like Muhammad Ali in Louisville, like what, isn't that where he's from? And like, yeah. You love him. So mm-hmm. You have to, he doesn't transcend the other guys, I don't think.
Let's go to Bob in Timonium. What's up, Bob?
Hey, how's everybody doing this morning?
Doing well, how are you?
Well, man.
I'm doing great. Hey, listen, I'm on the fence on this thing. When it's football season, it's Lamar. When it's baseball season, it's Gunnar. And we haven't had this problem since Unitas and Brooks Robinson, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a good problem to have. But I tell you, who doesn't want Gunnar to be the most popular? That's Papa John's Pizza. He's killing them franchise guys with home runs, man. We get the half-price pizza. I guarantee you, he's liking Lamar a lot better right now, right?
There's no doubt.
I got to be honest, Ed, I don't think you can have seasonal. You get king, you get king.
Yeah.
I personally think it's a cop out. You're king or you're king. I think Lamar's king on football and baseball season.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a Gunner to baseball, Lamar. I think that's a cop out. You're king. I think Lamar.
Is that what you think I was saying?
No. That's what Bob said. Oh. You think on baseball is Gunner, on football. You're king. And I think that's Lamar. I think
if we talk football year round.
Exactly. I think if Gunner does ever overtake him, that's fine. But if he does, he'll be king still during football season.
Yep.
410-583-1057. Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Hanging in there, man. How are you, man?
Doing great. Welcome back, Ed.
Thank you, man.
Glad you're doing better, brother. But if it were up to me, I think Lamar certainly proved that he's the king of Baltimore sports for now. But, you know, if he doesn't keep evolving, I know he will, but I'm just saying if he don't stay where he's at, Gunner's going to pass him.
Well, I think there's a legitimate shot because they're both. We can sit here and talk about the best players in the league. We have to bring up both of those names when you talk about it. I'm not saying they have to be number one, you know, but baseball, you're going to talk. There's so many different players we could discuss and at different positions that do different things. In football, it's kind of the same thing where quarterback's always going to get that credit when we talk about best players. But, you know, when you have two of those guys in your town, the starting shortstop that's mm-hmm. absolutely killing it and in the MVP race, and your starting quarterback's already won two MVPs, I think you have to look at the quarterback since we talk football year-round, and he already has some of the accolades.
If the Orioles win a World Series, then the conversation may change a bit.
It could.
Yeah.
Especially if Lamar hasn't won a Super Bowl.
Right.
Texas, on Twitter, Gunner doesn't suck eggs when the lights are bright. Does well, actually. So for him, it's Gunner.
When have the lights been bright for him so far?
I think the playoffs.
But they lost all three games.
He did well. I mean, in the Twitter person's defense, Gunner did well in the playoffs.
Lamar didn't do well in the postseason especially?
I'm just saying.
You being a messenger?
In his defense. Yeah. In his defense, he did well.
I think you just wrote that up. What does it say, at R. Long?
No. Right. Let's go to Shiloh. Ooh, I said Lamar's the king of Baltimore sports.
No, man, I don't want
to prove it on the other end. Shiloh in East Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, that's West Baltimore, Rob. Let's get it right. That's
West.
Hey, Rob.
No. I thought you moved because it says East Baltimore up here.
Hey, Rob, don't worry about that. That's a small thing. Look, hold on for a second. Let me get this out.
Go ahead.
If you don't know boxing, you don't know Davis. It's a lot of people that I know that don't know boxing, but been watching boxing in Baltimore because of Davis, right? And here's why I got to say this. I got females in my family, my aunt, my girl, everybody, right? They don't really know a lot about boxing, but I guarantee you come Saturday, they're going to be in front of that TV voting for Davis.
When is Davis fight again?
Saturday.
Joe, did you know that? Did you know that, Ed? I didn't know that either.
I did because the guy he was fighting flinched when he pretended like he was going to fight him at the weigh-in.
I had no idea he fought Saturday.
Not the weigh-in, in the press conference.
Jeremy just said that boxing is not that big because he only fight like twice a year. But Davis has done what Lamar and Henderson have not done. Davis is undefeated.
Dude, we're not arguing his accomplishments. We said he's the most accomplished out the three. But I'm sorry, Shiloh. Half of Baltimore doesn't know him. I'm sorry.
Is that the white half?
It doesn't matter, even if it is. I mean, when you try to make a point out of something that's not a point, half of Baltimore does not know him. He is the most accomplished athlete out of all of them. We give him that. Nobody's taking that away from him. But you can't be the king and be an unknown. You have people. Somebody text you who's a sports fan. What did he text?
Yeah, you're talking about Tank?
Yeah.
Or about Lamar. He said.
No, Tank. He said you didn't know him.
Yeah, I don't know who he is. Said, look, I don't watch boxing. I don't know many boxers.
Exactly.
Tank's not one that I know.
You're trying to make a point out of something that's not a point. You can't be the king of Baltimore sports if people don't when half of the people who follow sports don't know you, don't know when you fight.
Do you ever see little kids making believe they're Tank Davis?
Kids will go to the boxing, you know, to the gym, the box. That's who does.
That's who would.
I mean, okay, I'll give you another one.
I guarantee you walk
what
around.
You mean, assault their girlfriends?
How many times has professionally has Tank even fought in Baltimore? I know once.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so you're the king of Baltimore sports. There's no home court for you. There's no home field for you.
I'm trying to remember. He had the one big fight.
I remember that one.
But there's probably other ones on the way up when he wasn't as big, obviously.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, as professional fights.
Yeah. Let's go to Tyler in Baltimore. What's up, Tyler?
I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Just because y'all guys don't watch boxing and don't know Gervonta Davis don't mean his name not ringing bells throughout the city. Yes, LeBron.
We have people texting in saying they don't know him. Tyler, we're not making this up.
Why would you assume that we don't know boxing?
Because everybody can ask anybody at my job right now in the middle of Baltimore City. Like, everybody knows Gervonta Davis. Drake, OBJ was just at his
time. Tyler, how does everybody know Gervonta Davis when people are texting and say they don't?
Go ask those guys' wives or girlfriends.
Yeah, how does everybody know him when we're getting texted and they don't know him? How does everybody know him then?
Y'all crazy.
No. You're crazy because we're getting texted with people saying they don't know him. So how does everybody know him? Nobody texted saying they don't know Gunner or Lamar.
No. Every fight is sold out.
Dude, how does everybody know him when people are saying they don't, Tyler?
I don't know him.
Huh?
People in your circle know him.
I don't know.
Who doesn't know?
But, yo, everybody sold out. That's all I got to say.
What does that mean? Soccer matches are sold out. There are people here who won't know the soccer.
Or Ravens games.
Exactly.
I thought he was saying that we sold out.
No, he said all the matches are sold out. What does that
mean?
We're
boxing fans. We know who he is. It's not us. I'm just saying.
MMA fights are sold out, and there are people who don't know MMA fighters.
Tell Tank to fight Lomachenko and get his ass beat.
Let's go to Tom Belair. What's up, Tom? Tom. Turn your radio down. Tom?
Let's wait.
Tom's gone. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know. I've heard of him, but a lot of people getting a little emotional out there. But I think the conversation that you guys were having about, you know, who's the face, who's the most popular in Baltimore, I think it's awesome that we're having that. And there's different names being thrown out there. And the two main guys are still young.
Yeah.
Books still need to be written. And I think it's a great conversation. It's
So who is it?
Think of the Orioles. When are we going to start seeing some of these guys getting, like, endorsements, like national endorsements? The Milkman, Chick-fil-A, bam.
Yeah.
Who's the official water sponsor of the Orioles? Bam.
We should have some of those. But I still think the answer is Lamar. I still think the answer is Lamar.
It's a different look. Yes, this is because people are taking, they're not listening to the question. Who's the king of Baltimore sports? Who's the most recognizable? Who's like people outside the city? Who do people know? They know Lamar Jackson nationally because of who he is now. Tank Davis is the most accomplished of all of them.
He is.
29-0 with 27 knockouts. He's a belt holder. It's different conversation.
If we went over to our sales staff who are not all sports fans and we mentioned all three names, I guarantee we get 100% for Lamar, And I'm not saying it's 100% in Maryland. 100% for Lamar and Gunner that people know him.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people. Look, just
more importantly, if we ask them, who could you sell an endorsement deal for?
Yeah.
Tank Davis is not coming up on that.
No.
He's not, maybe in a small pocket in Baltimore, but overall, you'd be able to sell more endorsement deals for Lamar or Gunner.
I think some people are getting caught up in their feelings because, like, you love Tank, and that's great. But, like, when you talk to the people you work with, you're talking in a circle about, you know, those guys. Of course, those are people.
They're like-minded.
Yeah.
There was a famous quote. It's like, New York City, the New York Times, a very liberal place.
Mm-hmm.
When Nixon demolished George McGovern in the election, he just wiped the streets with him. One of the columns says, I don't say that happened. All my friends voted for McGovern. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because you're a New York elite liberal. Yes, of course you voted for McGovern.
But all the
rest of the country didn't.
Yeah.
It's like.
Well, that's the problem. And nobody's saying, like, Tank Davis isn't great. And people know who he is.
His record's incredible.
We started off by saying he is the most accomplished person of the three. He's just not the king of Baltimore. He's not. Antonio in Rosedale. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. Happy Friday, Pep.
Happy Friday, Pep.
Yeah, Pep.
Yeah, Pep. I think it's going to Henderson. I think he's going to have a good year, and you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as
Antonio,
well,
Antonio, you had the chance to do the funniest thing ever and say Tank Davis.
Mitchell in Baltimore. What's up, Mitchell?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I think you're right. Lamar won and Gunner too, but I think there's a close third, and it wasn't even mentioned, but Adley is really maybe the face of the Orioles, what he's done since he's been up here. He's had some national exposure through the Home Run Derby, through his Major League Baseball commercials. So Adley's right there.
Mitchell, Adley's not the face of the Orioles. He's not. I mean, if you watch right now, just 10 minutes ago, MLB Network runs an ad. One person's on that ad. All his highlights, and that's Gunner. I don't see an Adley promo. I don't. I mean, I hear you, and we're talking about it again. I think we're changing the conversation to, you know, well, what they've done since Adley's been here, this, that, and the other, and that's fine. But the face of the Orioles, and I don't think is even that's Gunnar Henderson.
Yeah, I would agree.
I mean,
I do, and I'm a huge Adley fan, and I think Adley's, you know, my favorite catcher. Adley was the first of this crop that's come up, and he's turned his team around, I think, in a big way.
When I was in Toronto and Tampa, everybody was talking about Gunner. Mm-hmm. Those fans, the fans of the other teams, they talk about Gunner. I mean, Adley, in my opinion, may be the best catcher in baseball right now.
If you name your kid Gunner, he has to be cool, right?
He's got to be. NBA Finals Game 3 recap at 9 o'clock, but on the other side, it's the world of stupid.
All right, well, we'll talk about Tank Davis. No, we're not going to bring this up. I'm sorry. Don't get mad at me. We're going to talk about an unfortunate sex mishap that happened on a first date that left someone hospitalized for 2 days. We're also going to talk about the new big workout craze, which Ed's going to get so excited. It's essentially women on top of other women. It looks like they're having sex. That's what it looks like.
So far, so good.
Yeah, so I'll tell you about that. And lastly, an Arkansas woman that didn't realize she was pregnant. She had a baby in the bathroom of a Golden Corral. What do you think she named the baby?
Buffet?
Phoebe Buffet. That's it. Phoebe Buffet. We'll talk about that next in the World of Stupid here on The Fan.
The Big Bad Morning Show presents Jeremy Kahn in a World of Stupid. 105.7 The Fan.
All right, so I just showed you guys the video in the commercial break of this new workout, which is essentially women having sex with other women with their clothes on, right? Is that the easiest way to describe it? Because when they're working out, they're either like twerking on another woman, grinding, scissoring, riding. Ed, you can chime in on any word I'm saying here now. I picked this story for you. You got to see the video. It's very sexy. Don't get me wrong.
It's unbelievably sexy.
Is
this a real workout, though? This is like they have gyms where people go do this?
So this started in Russia, and this gym, Eero Traverse, E-R-O Traverse, I don't know, maybe I'm just mixing it up.
That's the name of the gym?
Eero Traverse Fitness has shut down now. So now it's shut down. It looked like it was packed in there. Plenty of, I mean, what is it, like 16 women grinding on another 16 women?
All my friends know about it.
Yeah, this is It's pretty incredible when you see it. I mean, I wouldn't mind if this started taking off, but then again, you have to think about, like, all these women getting sexualized in the gym. I wonder if guys are going to be standing out there and it's going to be, like, panting on the window, watching what's going on.
Either way, it's listed, though. It's a fitness class that simulates sex positions to get your sweat on.
Yeah. And, like, you guys got this. They were working out.
Yeah.
I mean, any one of those women could have gotten the best 30 to 40 seconds of their life, but, you know.
The best?
The best that I can get. Okay, all right. What are you going to do?
I'm going to give you my best. May not be the best you had, but it's my best, right?
Yeah. Top score, I finished first again. All right. Let's get. How about this Arkansas woman? Didn't realize she was pregnant. Does that surprise you guys how many times there's someone that said they didn't know they were pregnant?
No, because I've seen it. I told you, I had a woman drop a full-term baby in a toilet. Said she had to go to the bathroom. Drops a newborn in the toilet.
Do they just think they're getting fat? I mean, what is... Like, some women can...
You
like,
got me, man.
You look at their bodies and you'll see a slight difference. Have you seen the women that, like, they get pregnant and the only thing that grows is their stomach? Like, they don't gain weight anywhere 100%. Else?
Yeah.
So, but this Arkansas...
Those women are in pretty good shape.
Yeah. This Arkansas woman who did not know she was pregnant gave birth to a healthy baby boy at the Golden Corral. She decided to name the baby after the restaurant. The baby's name is Corral.
Corral.
Or is it like... Is this like The Walking Dead with Rick when he calls his son Carl?
Coral.
Yeah, I don't see. This is, what do you guys think about this? Naming your son Coral because he was born at the Golden Corral. I don't know if this all of a sudden gets you free buffet for the rest of your life. You've heard, like, places have done this. Like, if you name yourself after this, or if you get a tattoo of this, you get free food for the rest of your life. It said, after paramedics arrived at the restaurant, Tavia gave birth to a healthy baby boy who weighed 6 pounds, 1 ounce. His name, well, it was a middle name. Tamar Kylan Corral Woodfork. Woodfork?
Woodfork?
That's the first time I've ever heard Woodfork in my life. That's his last name. Arkansas. So, Golden Corral being born, Ed thought it might be buffet. Do you hold him under that that chocolate fountain?
Dude, I think those are better names than Corral. Buffet or chocolate.
They should have just named him Goldie.
That's right. Yes.
All right, let's get to this story. I love these stories. Unfortunate sex mishap on a first date leaves a porn star in the hospital for 2 days. That's right. Surprisingly, did you know if you go on a first date with a porn star, it might end up in sex?
I was just about to say, wait a minute. They had it on a first date?
So this is great. A woman shared her unfortunate sex mishap on a first date. And I don't care if you're gay, straight, whatever. If you got to go into the hospital to have something removed, there is some sort of embarrassment there. But these two were just having normal sex, except with a toy, you know. So, but their fun was short-lived after the sex toy they were using disappeared. Where'd you go, Houdini? They're looking around the bed. They're looking under the sheets.
Where'd you go, Houdini?
On the floor. They're everywhere. And then finally she realizes, oh, it's stuck inside me. Yep, that's right. It disappeared. I'm going to show you guys a picture of her, and then I'll show you guys a picture of her x-ray. Can you see that? That's her, right?
That's her, yes.
Tell me when you see the x-ray.
No.
Yeah. Yes. It's like... It looks like a plug, right?
It looks like a pacifier.
Well, that's what I'm saying, a plug.
Yeah.
But it got stuck inside. Ed, have you ever had that happen?
To me or someone else?
Well, if you're asking to you, now I'm going to ask both. Oh, you don't want to admit that one. Then just say, all right, just say the other one then. Because when he said to me... Like, you know he's got a great story about him right now. He's not telling it here. Ah, oh, it's in my ass! Ah! Head over here. This thing, that's rough, man, to look at that stuck. Because I'm assuming there had to be, like, you're trying different things at home to get that out, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, you're giving that a good couple hours before you go to the ER.
Up to the elbow or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Like, and you're trying different things to hook it and get it out, I guess?
Yes.
I don't know.
I guess.
Well, Ed, go ahead. This is your segment now. Go ahead, Ed. What do you got to say? What do you do to get it out, Ed?
You try to hook it. Because that's the only way to get it out. Hook it. You got to hook it. Yes, exactly.
Hey, lay down, lassie. Captain Hook is here.
That's your world of stupid. Ugh. Gross.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Find out what Lamar Jackson says about working out with his receivers in the offseason. We'll do that at 9:15, but on the other side, NBA Finals Game 3. It may be a short one when it's all said and done. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. We're talking NBA up next on The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.